You guys, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
It's free. Shocking that Esther, that's what you were about to say, right?
Yes, it's free.
It's always number one on our list.
It's free. Everyone wants to freaking start a podcast. This is the easiest way. We're about to tell you. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
And they will distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all of the platforms, basically.
Also, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's the best.
I mean, imagine that. That's like the lowest, that's low pressure.
Everything you need.
With Anchor.
Everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Just download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey, slugs. Welcome to a new episode. Today, stay tuned so you can find out who my new celebrity lookalike is.
It's not Rachel Lee Cook. I'll tell you that.
It's really not.
And it's not female.
It's an it. Wait, I don't think that's appropriate. You guys, I'm coming to Salt Lake City, Wise Guys Comedy Club, January 14th and 15th. And I'm coming to Austin, Cap City, February 24th and 26th. Get tickets at EstherOnIce.com. And also SleepoverByEsther.com is my clothing line.
Tune in. Stay tuned. You're going to like it. You can see me at Bananas Comedy Club in New Jersey, December 16th through 18th. I will be at the Milwaukee Improv, the January 21st through 27th. I'll be in Naples, Florida at Off the Hook, January 25th and 26th. I will be in Tampa, Florida, January 27th and 30th. And I'll be in Blue Room, February 5th, 4th through 5th. And there's a lot more. I'm going to be in DC. I'll be in Austin. We had to move those dates in the summer. Please check out my website, annieletterman.com/shows, and all the info's there. Wait, can I just say I'm so happy you got these glasses? It's my dream to have a twin. Like
the fact that
my
you're
codependency
happy?
Twin, like
come here.
People are afraid of me, I will say, and I don't hate it, but but people do, when they dress like me, they do go think I'm gonna care. And I am a twin through and through. I am so happy to be twins with people.
That is where I think because in our Venn diagram, like there's so much that's different about
our
you,
vendetta so Venn diagram.
But the middle, the tiny sliver in the middle where we have crossover, it's like we wish we were twins together. Or we're twins with everyone.
I'm gonna say it here, and Hollywood, we know you're watching.
Oh no.
Esther and I need to be in the remake of Twins with she plays obviously Danny DeVito and I play Arnold Schwarzenegger, but there needs to be a female reboot of that, and you know that would fucking kill. Like I'm not kidding at all.
I need to see that movie so I can.
Let's watch. Oh my God, we'll do that on our sleepover. That'll be one of our.
Okay.
I'm wondering how much actual genetics you guys share. Because do you know that we share like 97% of the same genes as a sea urchin?
Really?
What?
Like humans and sea urchins.
Then we definitely are related.
Wait, I feel like I can see it in myself.
Yeah, Esther's definitely at least 75% sea urchin. Wait, this jacket. By the way, this was. As a joke, I was going to come in yesterday wearing a puffy jacket. Like I was, skier.
Oh, okay. I thought, because I have a new style icon.
Who is it?
Steve Bannon. I feel like it's okay to laugh because it's like, didn't he get arrested? It's like the party's mm-hmm. over. But like, Steve, I'm coming for you.
I have his mustache. I understand. A nice light one.
Tell me I don't look like this man.
I think he had the same smile.
Okay, that actually offended me.
No, I think there's something there. I think he's got, look, he's got, if anything, he's got a cute smile.
Do you have any, can you pull pictures of him when, like, close to when he was being arrested? What'd you say?
When he was young and hot?
No,
he does look like Philip Seymour Hoffman would look now if we pulled him up, if we dug him up. A little extra bloat.
Wait, so does he famously wear a lot of layers? Is that a thing?
Yeah, he always wears multiple button-up shirts.
But okay. Esther, you're missing the spray tan.
Oh, I think it's going to be fashion only.
Okay.
So I'm not trying to be like him in any other way.
Oh, so you're not saying you guys even look alike facially.
It's a fashion.
Okay, I was wrong
there. I got to tell you, that hair, he looks great.
It's feathered.
I am attracted to him.
Hey there, girl.
I think he knew he was going to get arrested, so he got the spray tan, got the haircut, he got everything.
But it's like,
it was a big PR opportunity to get arrested.
I feel like Steve Bannon has a big dick.
Oh.
Hmm. I'd have to see the I'd have to see his pecs, because pecs correlate to dick size.
They do? How?
The more concave, the bigger the dick.
Are you serious? Actually, oh my God. Wait a second.
Yeah.
My friend Mike growing up, Mike Handel, same birthday. What's up? He's older than me. He he had this concave chest and he had a huge dick. Oh my God.
This is like us.
Although there was.
This is wholesome in the sense that there's a hole in a big dick's chest. It's wholesome.
There's another hole involved as well. But
I'm going to really attempt for this wholesome 10 this time, because okay. I feel like we've really. So my question, my proposition for wholesome 10 this morning is, which Disney character do you relate to the least?
I relate to the most the dick drawn in the clouds. The Little Mermaid.
Oh, the subliminal messages in Lion King.
We're never going to do a wholesome test. We just have to deal with the fact that our numbers will never be what they could be, because it's not who we are.
Answer my question, Esther. Here's your shot.
Okay, I least relate to? Mm-hmm. I think
it's so hard because she does look like the teapot.
I feel like I'm not like Gaston, but as I say that, I'm like, actually, I am like Gaston.
I think you are Gaston.
Because you're a guest on your own podcast. Never quite feel like you belong. We could always lose you.
The most you'd have to be Chip.
You're Chip.
That's who I am the most.
In that, that Beauty and the Beast world.
Chip? The chipped cup?
Yeah,
you're all
fucked
up.
That was Chip.
Y'all
Chip
damaged.
Is cute, but Chip like has no authority.
Sense of humor.
I want to. Oh, look how cute.
Okay. Oh, sir, come
it's
on.
It's actually too good for you.
And
honestly.
I did have a tea set of this and I loved it. It was a little chipped cup.
Did you throw Chip on the floor?
No, it came Chip.
I had chipped stuff as a kid because I had an anger management problem.
That's what I always say. I love a guy with a chocolate chip on his shoulder.
What's that?
I love ex-fat boys.
Oh, me too. Oh, I like that. That's a good line.
What are you talking? Can you, what's a chocolate?
So fat boys are my type. I've been with fat boys for like my last couple of boyfriends have been like either fat currently fat or ex-fat boys.
Okay.
And that's just.
Not, you're an ex-expat meets ex-fat. I love that.
Yeah. Not an ex-fat, ex-fat.
Come here, baby.
Wait, so is there like a skin? I've always.
It's a hot boys. I mean, sorry. It's a fat boys gone hot. Mentality where it's like they are now hot, but they're still hanging on to.
But their personality is really very. They're giving. They're
no.
Yes,
they no.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah. No, I was gonna say
there's
like
character development.
No, I dated a big guy who was the meanest person.
That's
and Esther's biggest gift she gave me was telling me he was on TaskRabbit.
No, there's nothing wrong with being on. I'm on TaskRabbit. Check me out. Nothing wrong with it.
The
I'm
closest
not, but...
I ever came to cheating
I know,
on
I was
Bobby
like,
was.
Are you the rabbit? You're certainly not the task. Oh, actually, you are a task.
The closest I ever came to possibly cheating on Bobby was with a TaskRabbit guy. And by me,
wait, was his
Carlos,
name? Wait.
Yeah, does Carlos do TaskRabbit? No. Was that what you were going to say?
No, was his name Angel?
No,
because
no.
Because Dave and I always talk Brock? About how Dave like has no like. Skills and it's like you know you like the man is supposed to like take care of things right. But Dave literally hires a guy named Angel on TaskRabbit to like hang frames in our house.
Is he cute?
Dave said Dave has met him and Dave says he's really hot.
He's kept him from you? Did yeah. Dave say really hot?
I think he Dave's like he's hot.
Oh, I love Dave. Dave is too good for you. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it here.
Yeah, but he was very attractive and he did a lot of things that usually I can put things together myself, but not this particular thing. Come here, Andy.
Was Hi, it an boy. Orgasm?
But by cheating, I mean like I just, you know what I mean? Looked at him assemble something. Like
and you were like, you were just sopping wet. You were like, now I'm going to need you to clean up the upholstery.
Yeah.
Do you think
New
he
task,
was,
rabbit.
Was he like, do you think he was like putting on a show for you? Because you're actually like pretty hot.
Well, what turned me off afterwards was that he was like, hey, like I watch you guys on Tiger Belly. And I was like, oh no.
There is something where it's like, once you know, except I did bang one guy. I probably shouldn't say this. Give hope to all. It will never happen again. One guy, he was so hot, I literally could not fuck him.
Wait, but what? He knew who you were.
He knew who I was. He was in the audience.
I think that's fine.
But yeah. I would never do it again. But it was like, I couldn't. And he didn't go, like, I hit on him from stage as a joke. And then he was from New Zealand on top of it. And I was like, he was just so good looking. And then he just kept DMing me because he was only in town for like a week.
Yeah.
And I just, I finally caved. I couldn't help it.
Did you go-go? That means
no,
come.
No. But we had a good night, but it was because I gave, we had a lot of Special K.
We had a
K night.
Yeah. What does sex on K feel like?
I've never successfully done it. Mm. I've never completed
You've
it,
never so. Successfully cooned?
Well, actually, no, maybe with my ex I did. I just don't remember. My ex and I did have really good sex, so I don't, it didn't vary that much when we were on drugs. Randy, come here. Come here, my boy. Come here, my boy.
I love this.
He doesn't
boy.
Like when I talk about sex with others. He thinks of his father. Randy, come here. I had to bring Randy. Wait, can I tell you guys why I was 10 minutes late?
Wait, does he think of his father like the actual dog that is his biological father?
No, we don't speak of that Mexican cousin.
Is his name
his.
Craig?
It's definitely, it's Craig, his brother.
Okay, tell us why.
Yeah. Okay, so I get a text at 11:30 where he's like, all right, I'm going to leave. How's your spot at the store? And I'm like, your car's going to be locked up. And of course he calls me. Car's completely locked up. He's drunk on Hollywood Boulevard.
Todd?
Yes.
Last night?
Yeah. I had to go get him. Well, I guess he wasn't drunk, but he was on the street. He was like, this is scary. He's like, please pick me up. Of course, I ran into two little people that are fans of the podcast. What's up, guys? So I was like, Todd, I'm busy. I was like, FaceTime. I was like, look at. We're hanging out. Sorry. There are these two little guys and they're, I don't want to call it little people, but, and then they have, this big like bodybuilder with them that they do internet videos. But, I was like, Todd, you're going to have to stay on the street. So finally I get over, I pick him up. We come home this morning. I have to go drive him and there's traffic. So I have to drive him to Dave and Buster's to get his car. We have Randy with us, 'cause we didn't have time to like walk Randy to pee or anything. So bring Randy. We're getting there. It's starting to like, I realize I'm going to be late for my own job. And so I just started playing Shallow because he was Bradley Coopering my career. You're literally ruining my career, Todd. You're damaging my career. And if you're not hanging in a garage, you don't get it.
I broke up with a boy at Dave and Buster's.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he didn't make you Dave and Bust?
He didn't. Oh, he was such a hot boy too. But, he forgot his wallet when we had to pay.
And Dave and Buster's can really rack up.
Yes.
I didn't get to stay and play skee ball or anything.
Skee ball's the best.
Wait, there was a comedy I want to go. Show there. I never.
Let's go to Dave and Buster's.
I've never gotten to go before. I've never had friends.
Well, I feel like also your parents knew you wouldn't like it. They're
no,
like,
my parents didn't
place.
Take me anywhere fun for kids because they didn't care.
You well, never
they
didn't did want like to bumper unlock cars? The
gate. I did Chuck E. Cheese when I was little.
Oh, that's not it.
And my dad still talks about how like it was the worst place he's ever been and he had to sit in the car.
We could go to Dave and Buster's. Dave and Buster's is fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great place to break up with a guy.
I would go with you guys. I didn't get to have any fun, but there was a comedy show. We were like in the middle of eating wings and it was like, announcement, there's a comedy show in room 3 or whatever. And I was like, oh my God. And I walked over and I was like, they're like, do you want to do the show? And I was like, no, I have to go. But I just am glad I'm over that place in my career of doing
random
restaurant.
Yeah. Games.
Wait, you guys did that earlier in your career, like Dave and Buster's?
Oh, yeah.
I have performed in a laundromat.
Yeah.
Laundromat just, sounds.
That's
like
the only
a very,
time she's
like,
actually been cool. near laundry too, which is really weird.
That kind of sounds like cool and like hipstery.
Okay, what about like a pizza place where people are just trying to have their dinner with their friends?
An ambush show.
I went to a corporate gig with Bobby where it was someone's birthday in Bakersfield, and so it was like this really rich guy who was like a farmer and he just wanted a comedy section of the party. There was like hundreds of people there and Bobby, it was like they offered him a bunch of money and I was mortified for him just even like watching him, like no one's listening, everyone's like, you know, socializing.
It's just
doing their
beneath
own thing.
If it's not a comedy club that's like a building built for what you do, you're lowering yourself.
Or with your name on the fucking marquee, like it's just, it's the worst. I felt so bad for him.
Not those... only did I do ambush shows back in the day, I produced a few.
You don't say. Some would even wonder, did you invent them?
I said, are you guys enjoying things? Can I interrupt? I like interrupting with jokes, but I do feel bad when someone loses the thought. I go, oh, that is so fucked up.
Mm. You know, I have to say, though, do you guys follow?
Wait, what's an ambush show?
That's what you call it when it's like people are just enjoying their night.
It would be like if you were at a restaurant and all of a sudden they're like, and now the comedy show is starting.
Oh, God.
And you're like, what? Like, you're just eating your pizza.
And
like,
there's nothing you can do.
And it's right. bad.
And then people are upset.
And the comedians are talking about, like, masturbation and stuff.
And they're mad at you. And they're mad at you for not liking them. And they're, like, projecting all of their, like, anger at their parents on you.
They start yelling
like,
at the audience.
Oh, is the soup good? Well, why don't I jizz in it? And you're like, well, I'm just eating.
That's truly, like, the first 5 years of our careers.
Yes. I had one called Living It Up at Life Cafe at the restaurant I worked at. And it was pretty rough, but I built a thing and then I brought it to another place and that place was cool, but it was really, people would be like begging to do it. I'm like, are you sure you really want to do this? It's not good. And it'd be like my customers, like I would try to like come back. So some people would come to see it and then other people would just be livid, just their whole, they're on a date or they're like with their family.
Speaking of dates, who are you guys on a first date? What are you hiding? Who are you, Esther? How do you present?
I can't even imagine how to present myself on a first date because there's like, I don't know. I think I just
no one's ever asked you out.
I think I'd have to just be fully like, hi, I'm broken. I have demons that are coming out at the seams of my skin.
Have them or are them? I have demons and you are that. You are the demon.
What about you?
I've never been on a first date ever. Bobby was my very first date. And it was like a meeting at coffee.
Where'd you meet?
We met at a coffee shop. I don't, because when I see a guy that I'm interested in either at a bar or like a public setting, I'd be like, hey, my friends and I are all having drinks at this place. And I stage a friend's night.
Right, so you can
just
be safe.
So yes. I'm safe.
Kalilah. Yeah. I love that you stage things. That mm-hmm. is like totally my, what has always been my like dating.
Being fake, yeah.
Yeah, like staging, you have to like manipulate and maneuver. Like my first date with Dave, because
everything I've ever thought of you is true.
Yeah, totally. No, before you came in and we were talking about how I'm a dog and like I'm like always sensing things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you meant because you're ugly. You drink out of a bowl.
Like I'm paying attention and I'm sniffing everything at all times.
You really are. But it's fun because you're doing it in a chiller way now with the...
No, I'm always...
You've never been chill. You thinking you're chill is...
What did you stage for Dave?
We went to my stand-up show and... I could tell. I just
first date was stand-up show.
Listen, just hear me out. So we walk in and it was a Laugh Factory and it was like half full. And I just in my mind, I could just hear all the stories I've heard from Benji where he took a girl on a first date and bombed. And then like the date was over. And I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. And I was like, you know what? It's really light in there tonight. Let's just go get a coffee. And he was like, OK. And later Dave was like, he was like, oh, I thought that was cool. You just don't perform if you don't want to. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Remember when we were cancelers?
Oh, yeah. I used to. Yeah.
We made a pact to no longer cancel. We had to really make a commitment.
Well, you know, I did a thing that changed my life. I'm not kidding you guys. Like, I forgot if it was 2019 or 2018, but it was me and my college friends. And we all did this thing. It was like, I think we called it like no canceling 2019 or whatever. And we had this policy that if you ever said yes to a plan with anyone in your life for that whole year and you canceled it, you had to do a punishment. And our punishment was like my friend who lives in Santa Monica and I live, you know, on the other side of town. You have to like in rush hour meet for coffee, which is so annoying, or like do an airport pickup.
That's how I feel every time I have to come here, by the way.
So after I did that, 1 year of not canceling, I pretty much never cancel anything anymore.
That's how much Esther hates driving.
My feelings just fluctuate so much where it's like when I'm on a high, it's like I'll make all sorts of coffee dates.
Yeah.
And then it just so happens that like the coincidence is always this. On the day of, I don't know what happens to me, but it's like I want to kill myself forever even considering making a plan with that particular person. And it's I'm like, why did I do this
you
to get, myself?
Yeah, you run and you're like running with the moment and how you feel. And
you want to be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you do it. But I don't do it. I don't do that anymore.
No, but in that moment, I genuinely want to meet. And then on the day of, I genuinely don't want to.
It's just come to us, guys. Our podcast is a hit. We no longer can come to you.
One thing that has become very important to me is looking really cool and fly in my outfits.
When did you start?
I know you're joking, but
it's gotten a lot better since Stitch Fix.
Okay, but honestly, you guys know that feeling when you stumble upon a piece of clothing that is just so perfect for you that you don't even know you needed it, but now you're like, I can't live without this. That is how you feel when you use Stitch Fix Freestyle.
And you know what? If you don't feel that way, you just send it back.
Your style isn't one size fits all. It's about what suits your body and what suits the moment. So why not shop at a store that is actually personalized to your size and style? And that's why we're introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle, a shop that is built just for you.
Stitch Fix Freestyle is your trusted style destination where you can discover and instantly buy curated items based on your style, likes, and lifestyle.
Whether you're looking for a brand you love or to try a new one, at Stitch Fix Freestyle, you can shop a range of over 1,000 brands personalized to your size and fit. And with styles for workouts, to workwear, for lounging around the house, or for a night out on the town, Stitch Fix Freestyle has clothes for any occasion. Plus my favorite part.
There's no subscription required, and they offer free shipping, returns, and exchanges.
Get started today by filling out your style quiz at stitchfix.com/Tuesday. That's stitchfix.com/Tuesday to try Stitch Fix Freestyle. That's stitchfix.com/Tuesday. Growing up, cereal was actually like the greatest memory of all time.
Honestly, when your parents would let you eat cereal for dinner, wasn't it awesome? Even though if you think about it now, it's like your parents were just being the most lazy they could
be. We were doing them a favor.
Yes.
But honestly, cereal that we ate as a kid is so bad for you. So and sugary. It's just junk that I don't want to have it anywhere near me. And that is why Magic Spoon has solved all my problems. Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories a serving is such a light dinner.
I know, and it's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb.
Plus, you can build your own box and the available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and maple waffle.
You know what I do because I'm so healthy these days? I do fruity and blueberry, double the fruit. Boom. It's a fruit salad. Look at that. I had a fruit salad for breakfast.
Honestly, healthier than me. Every time I hear about the fruity flavor of Magic Spoon, it's like I can't rest until I go home and have a bowl. It's so good. You guys can go to magicspoon.com/Tuesday to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code Tuesday at checkout to save $5 off your order.
And now with Esther's new recreational fun, she really enjoys the cereal.
It's so good. And then you don't feel as guilty because it's healthy.
And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So remember, get your new delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/Tuesday and use the code Tuesday to save $5 off.
Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode and my dinner later.
But I've gotten really good at just straight up saying, I cannot come or I don't want to come. I don't want to meet without giving an explanation.
I love that about you.
It's like, it's not my day.
I only want people like that in my life because the worst thing to me would be if I'm hanging out with someone and they don't want to be there.
Oh my God, yeah. Our entire friendship. Honestly.
Set you up.
I wasn't even joking. I've been dead serious. I would break up with a guy because dates, like when you're a comedian, you meet people, it's like you're just already in a social situation.
Have them choose the place or do you always call the shots?
Well, I only had 2 dates. They were online dates. One, I met this guy at a bar in New York and then he picked the restaurant. This was the guy with the hand that was like lobster, and then he took me to a lobster restaurant. It was crazy. I was like, I gotta do a joke. I'm sorry, I wasn't gonna do a joke until this. But
did you?
He forced my claw.
Wait, did you do a joke on the date?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought that. Okay.
But certainly a lot of times after. That was one. And then another one was this guy I met online, and I had never done online dating, so I thought like you would just be attracted to people that look like you would be attracted to them in a picture. I just forgot about like pheromones and people's cadence, their voices, everything. Yeah. And I went so hard. I was like, I'll like bang this guy. I'm like, you're so hot. I'm like, ice bucket challenged me with your jizz. Like I was like so aggressive. Wait, I was like, glaze me like a donut. I don't know what, I just didn't know how to like internet date.
An ice bucket challenge reference, but make it sexual. Thank you.
If you didn't do that, you weren't on Twitter during the whole thing. Oh my God, that was quite a, we should bring the ice bucket challenge.
Where can we collect that much cum, though?
We need to do a cum ice bucket. After No Nut November, we'll do it.
We should just have Pete and George like nut into a bucket for like a whole 6 months.
Ew. Oh my God. It can't then, be our people.
And whoever doesn't eat spiders gets nut dumped on their head.
Literally, fuck you, bitch.
Can I tell you something about spiders? Do you know that spiders are afraid of spiders? So maybe you're a spider.
I'm a spider.
You're a fucking spider.
Why are they afraid of each other?
Spiders have arachnophobia.
They what? How? Why?
I don't know. It's just the same way humans are afraid of certain humans.
Like me and Annie.
Okay, so go ahead, Annie.
So I like meet up with him and immediately he's disgusting. I mean, he is the least attractive person.
How so?
He's this gay voice, like just not hot. Like all of his pictures. I was like, he said he worked in music. I assumed it was hip hop. I got to his place. His bike was on the wall. He's like, he may as well have been wearing a bike helmet. He had like raw cashews as a snack. I was like, ugh.
Wait, that's funny.
It was just
why.
Like, but it, you know what I mean?
You're describing like, you're just, me, like, kind looking, of.
It's like on the nose or something. Like just, raw cashews?
It was just like,
well, cashews are sweet, so they don't necessarily need to be flavored. It's a big import nut from the Philippines.
It just feels very like thought out and it's like calculated.
Really, yeah, but it's just like he was a loser. It was just like he was a fucking loser.
Can I interject that you saying that just now about the online, like the pictures and stuff, it really sealed for me that I could absolutely never be on a dating app because I could never
get swiped on.
Here's something that Hinge did that I think is groundbreaking. It might change it for everybody. You can leave in your bio a little voice note. Ooh. Of a voice intro of who you are. Like there's this guy on TikTok, he left a little, his voice note on his bio is, you know, this is how I eat pussy, and then he makes a sound. But when I looked at his picture, I was like, would I have swiped on him? And I'm like, nope, I wouldn't have. But then when I listened to it, he was so funny and he was hot.
No way.
I was like, I would have absolutely gone on a date with
him. It's so funny because he has to eat the girls out. Like
he has to. You have to.
But I just felt like, and this was the last time I felt this way. This was the way I felt a lot through like my 20s. And a lot of the reason I drank was I always felt like if I like said I was going to fuck someone or alluded to it or like what, like I couldn't handle like rejecting them. So I would literally sell myself out and like get wasted so I could like just like starfish and they could fuck me and hopefully we'd all forget that it happened. But it was like I did that so many times where I would like choose the comfort of strangers or like these guys I barely know over myself. And this was the last time I did that. And I ended up going. So I,
what's one more round gonna hurt you?
I know you though. I know it'll be disappointing.
Can we just all go and pretend first dates? Let's ask permission from our partners. It's just for to poll. It's like a
I like
survey
the idea.
Of the land.
I just it's
well, I would it would be much easier for me to talk about what would I want a first date to be like. I like I don't know. Why am I saying that? But
here, well let's offer one day, go on Hinge. Choose
Kalila.
One person.
No, I'm going to be canceled by every guy. Like every guy's gonna be like, these three cheating whores.
Bobby doesn't give a fuck. Like
we should call this the new cheaters.
And then we kind of take inventory
of comedic
cheaters. Of who we are in those first dates. What we don't want to say about ourselves. You know what we do say about ourselves.
This is so interesting. Because I have no idea what I would do. I would love to know.
Yeah, I want to know too.
I actually had a date with that musician that was kind of fun. We like Which went to one? Church. We went to
that's cute.
Meeting.
That's cute.
It was fun. We had a good time. It was and it made me like him, even though not like romantically, but I'm always like, I like that guy. Even though he did text me too long. I was like, why are you still texting me? You don't like me.
I would want to have like an activity that's like really random like that. Like that sounds fun.
We had a whole day. I went to TJ Maxx. He was like holding my jacket while I was trying stuff on and stuff. It was fun.
That's
he was like, put this on, try that.
I think I saw Kristen Stewart on maybe an early date with her ex because they were at Marshall's. And they seemed like they were having a blast.
Yeah.
That's
like,
so
that's
cute.
So cute. I remember Jules and I were like, oh my God, how cute is it that they're here? And I'm buying sports bras because they're super cheap at Marshalls.
I definitely wouldn't want anything like work related because I do feel like that's a cheesy move that Hollywood guys make where they're like, oh, we'll go to this taping or like, oh, I can show you this. Like, I don't know, anything work related.
Where it's like bragging about your
work. Yeah,
I want to
like,
see
cringe.
This. I want to see both of you on a first date with someone who absolutely does not know who you are.
What if we fall in love? Like, what are you, like, what is this bit?
No, we sign a contract with our partners where it's like,
what
no,
if we just called this triple X's and we just themed it about our exes?
What if we call this hot holes?
Oh my God.
I honestly been thinking.
Esther, something happened in space that I feel like you'd very deeply relate to.
Okay, I'm listening.
Wait, can I guess?
Yeah.
Did a monkey drown in its own piss?
Close.
Kalila, I do feel like we are not as connected as we used to be.
Oh my God. That's so dramatic.
I just wanted to see a reaction.
Esther.
All right, we're good, guys. I just wanted to check. You just have to, you got to catch them off guard and make sure they still like you.
You know what's funny is I literally walked in this morning.
Said the same thing.
I just can't wait to get fucked up with you, Esther. Honestly, I think Vegas is going to be the best place. Wandering around Vegas with you incredibly high will be more fun than I can.
I'll get imagine. High then.
You will?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 1,000%. Yeah.
Well, let's get
well, the can I just smoke though? Can I? Because I don't like edibles.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, can we get this on the books? December? Who's up? What's up?
Okay.
George?
I'd like to circle back to what happened in space that I feel like is primed for. I think it's a dream come true. The monkey drowning in its own piss is not very far, Annie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know my girl.
Yeah. My Something boy. Happened in the SpaceX capsule where their bathrooms are all broken. Okay. So now they're going to return. Uh-huh, they've just had to use diapers.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I want to go to space.
That's perfect for that astronaut bitch that wore the diaper and did the drive-by.
Exactly. How happy would she be, though? Imagine the announcement in space. She's an astronaut. And
I'm just sitting there.
Well,
doing
where do you
work.
Think they got the diapers? She's the one that brought them as her one
she
item.
She broke the toilet. Here we
on
go.
On purpose.
I'm like, oh, wait, what? Oh, did you guys see the toilets are broken? I have got the diapers.
I like the idea that you have those sunglasses on in space.
Wait,
too.
Did the size of shits correlate to the person's body size? Like, what? Is my poo bigger than your poo?
Your asshole might be in charge of some of that.
Bobby and I talk about this literally for 300 episodes of Tiger Belly. We can't come to a conclusion.
We got to call Brad Williams. He's the only one that can tell us. No, you guys, these guys last night.
Can we ask him how big his shits are?
These guys last night are so awesome. I almost was like, will you crash my podcast?
While they will be returning... in diapers.
I wonder, like, how do you feel like a badass space mm-hmm. guy when you come back and everyone in the world knows that you're wearing a diaper and it's probably full?
Is this supposed to be?
How do you still
are you,
stay
now?
Calm?
You don't think diapers are cool?
No, I
you
love
have to
them.
Make a choice.
I love diapers. I think diapers are.
Are you pro
cool.
diaper? Or are you anti diaper?
I am pro, but I'm just saying there's a lot of like macho men out there.
Can we sell diapers?
Annie.
We haven't even done our three-person underwear, our two-person underwear.
I
was
know,
it
where
two
did
or
it
three?
Go? Did you give it back to me?
Oh, wait, what are you
I got that for your birthday.
For your birthday, she got you a two-person into. Underwear.
Oh, I'm good, Pete.
Today is the day.
Pete's like, I'll get
Somebody
it.
Somebody didn't like, scrub.
No, I did take a bath this morning.
A good old morning bath.
I actually,
can't imagine waking up and taking a bath.
Well, speaking of like the three-person underwear, I think Two Bears is kind of biting our style here.
What?
Oh, let's see.
What?
Let's take these boys down.
So it's a long bit. So I cut out just to the main part where Tom left with a butt plug, a vibrating butt plug.
Butt plug?
In his butt?
Did you get it in?
Oh, he's putting
Did you butt. Get it in? Oh, wait, I want to put mine in.
This is like us. I love it.
Yeah. I know, we should get things where we can control them in each other.
Kalila, you haven't missed anything. It's just Bert has been like, oh my God, you're putting it in? You're putting it in?
And then he's sitting down. I don't think you're supposed to sit.
Are you serious? All right, I'm going to go put mine in.
We would have put it in on camera.
On each other.
Why does Tom look so happy?
We're going to jerk off in here. God, it's so weird that there's no chicks here.
I feel like we should have offered to put it up their butts. I'm going to call Leanne and ask to see if
yeah,
can
call
come
the
on
wives,
the show.
Go through the wives.
And
How
maybe,
are you sitting down? Is it making it go further with you sitting?
Can we not even tell the guys what we want to do and just coordinate with the wives?
I think so, yeah.
It's just different objects we shove up their ass.
What if the wives
toy
are like,
plane.
What if the wives are like, okay, Annie and Esther, yes, but Kalila cannot go near my husband.
We can't. It's already been an issue.
I'll give Christina P. a list of objects that she pre-approves.
Oh my God,
and
that's
then
so funny.
Will
as yeah. a nurse, she'll insert.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just.
I'm like, doing it as a podcaster, not as a woman.
Correct.
This is my job.
It's a very two very different things. There's a very big distinction there.
I'm a professional. Remember how excited Kalila got when I said we weren't friends? She goes, what do you mean? Oh. We're best friends.
You're going to hold on to that one.
You guys aren't wrong, by the way. I also have like seasonal depression.
You know what cures that?
What?
Annie Letterman. FaceTime, baby.
Hawaii's going to cure this. I am so certain that...
I'm working with an insane person and I'm rocking because I'm so happy about it.
Okay, this is Esther's hard work, by the way, right here. She's got her heel up her fucking crotch. She's that girl. Did you guys have that girl in class?
No.
Yes,
that
I did.
Rocked on her heel all the time.
More than that.
She was always self-stimulating.
Chair.
Yes.
Like this. And then I went to an international school, but I moved to an all-girls Catholic school called STC after.
Called Esther.
And there was a girl there, she would constantly be suspended because she could not stop fucking touching
herself. Yes, that was like
herself.
Her like Tourette's tick was like masturbation.
Yes, that was. And she would use rulers. She would just always be doing this.
Maybe that's what Louie has.
I really don't want to have a daughter. I feel like how embarrassed I would be.
You would have so much in common with your parents.
I'd be so proud of her. So what do we want out of Tom and Bert? Because I have a dream of doing a BDSM episode with Bert. Because I feel like he's really adventurous.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to extend the invite out to our dear friend
Bert.
But
what hasn't been done to his balls already? That's really the question.
Well, we're going to have to ask him and find out. And we're going to do that thing.
I would like, I did do the shock collar on my, I'm down to do some fun pranky things too.
Should like Kalila like wax their asshole?
Definitely.
Oh yeah, my hard wax is a very, very good brand.
You have to make sure you go around the hemorrhoid. Don't pull it out further, you know.
Maybe that's like a
whole colon.
If you
comes
do
out.
That and it just pulls out,
like my prolapse.
Yeah, it just what it's if? Like a it's like a clown with the nap with the handkerchiefs, but
what
it's just my intestines.
Prearrange it with the wives that it's a Christmas gift. You're going to wax their asshole. It's a Christmas gift to the wife.
Right.
And so they don't know what's happening until they get there.
Mm.
Yes. Should they not know it's us too? What if we like, we pretend it's like a spa or something?
We could wear those Kanye masks.
Wait, we should wear those early 1920s pandemic masks. You know, that look so grim.
Oh my God, those are so scary.
With the duck bill and everything.
No.
Have you seen those?
Yeah, they're so scary. It's really scary.
I can't imagine it's worse than what I'm looking at.
Well played. I have a question for you guys.
Oh boy.
So
get ready to take a nap, guys. I can't wait to hear this question.
I am in a weird position where you guys know this. I'm my dad's only child, and
you're engaged to a man, but you're attracted to women.
No.
What should you do?
I am my dad's only child. And he was an only child. And so when his mom died, his parents died before I was born. And I was raised in their house.
Dodged a bullet, didn't they?
And
you were raised in their house?
Yeah. So when my grandmother passed away, my dad was like, oh, I'm in my 40s. I'm never going to have kids. I'm never going to get married. And he gave all of her stuff away. Like every last inch of her jewelry, her clothes, everything was given away.
Are we going to do a break-in?
So here's my question. I've heard that there's a really nice watch. I think it's a Rolex. And I know who he gave it to.
Oh, it's a family member?
A distant family member. He gave it all to family members, but all of them have since like passed away. So like, I don't know where everything is lost. But there's one thing that I know is with someone who's still alive. We don't have that close of a relationship. She's rich as fuck. Like she's way, like this relative is distant and she's got money. So it's not like a money thing.
Here's what you have wrong about rich people.
They're greedy.
They'll never give away
because also a rich thing.
They can buy anything they want, but you can't buy sentimental items.
But I'm like, this isn't sentimental for you. It's not your grandmother. Like I'm just like, here's my question.
My question is, did your dad give the Rolex away or did he lose it gambling?
That's a good question.
Why would a gambler give away a Rolex?
Because I think he
plopped it on a table.
No, the thing is because he said that they all the people helped take care of her. So he gave all her stuff to them. So I was like, should I ask this woman for the watch back?
You're going to have to take care of her.
Warby Parker was founded with a rebellious spirit and a lofty goal to create boutique quality eyewear at a revolutionary price point. And when I tell you that is not a lie, I'm addicted to their products because I'll get into it, but they're so affordable. Offering eyeglasses, sunglasses, contact lenses, and eye exams, Warby Parker is committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores. Their customer service is so good, by the way.
It really is amazing.
When you call them, you know how you call places, they're like, hello, 1-800. They're like, hello, Warby Parker. I'm like, oh my God, it's a person. Like,
Do you want to know my favorite thing about this? And this is going to make so much sense. They have wide versions of all the glasses.
They do. They have extra wide.
You have to understand, my head is not meant for things of this earth.
Don't let your FSA or HSA dollars go to waste. Put them to good use on Warby Parker prescription glasses, prescription sunglasses, which are absolutely, you need prescription sunglasses, contact lenses, and eye exams. Warby Parker is committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores, offering eyeglasses, sunglasses, eye exams, and contact lenses.
Glasses start at $95, including prescription lenses.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
And they're actually good quality. Like,
and they're not, they're like lightweight, they're nice, it's just, they're good.
So you guys can do what I just did this week, what I'm doing right now, which is try Warby Parker's free home try-on program, where you order 5 pairs of glasses to try at home for free for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy, and they ship free and includes a prepaid return shipping label. You can try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/Tuesday. And I want to say, I did this literally 8 years ago. I couldn't believe I was broke. I was like, I can try the glasses on for free without leaving my house. Perfect. Did it. Ended up falling in love. Bought 2 of them. And ever since then, like every year I buy a new pair of Warbys because it like updates my look.
Yeah. You don't have to. I've so many times I've spent like $800 on glasses. Like to fit my face, it's very hard. So for them to be so affordable and have the wide face option is really tailor-made here for me. You can try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/Tuesday.
You guys, that's warbyparker.com/Tuesday. And you can try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free. I'm telling you, like, if you want to be looking cute for the holidays and just spice up your look, this is like one of my biggest secrets.
Santa baby, it's holiday season and you don't know what to get as a gift or stocking stuffer? Well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has the tools to guarantee you win this year's stocking stuffer competition. If you want your stocking to get stuffed, you need Manscaped.
Well, it is actually such a good stocking stuffer gift.
It is great.
It's kind of funny.
And it's funny. It fits in, like, and all the names of everything is hilarious. It's like, it really is good. It's useful. I mean, Todd seriously wears the underwear, the Manscaped underwear. You can get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with code
Trash. Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with our code trash. I definitely think this is like a great, just get the holiday shopping done, get the funny thing.
And it's also it's helpful. You listen, we all don't want to floss our teeth. We're not trying to be coughing up hairs all the time, ladies, but we still want to be a ho, ho, ho for the holidays. So we need to give guys the best gift ever, and that's Manscaped.
Manscaped's best-selling product is the Performance Package 4.0, which is at the top of every man's wish list this year. And inside, you'll find their lawnmower body trimmer, which I use, the best trimmer on the market for his, you know,
or her back.
The list goes on, and the weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. So make sure you hurry to their site to ensure these wild gifts show up before the holiday season. And while you're at it, get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with the code trash.
And whether it's for your partner, Esther's dad, brother, friend, get them something that they could actually and will use. And maybe they'll laugh. Hopefully they laugh. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with code trash. Cheers to rocking the best gifts of all this season. A gift for him, but it's really a gift for you.
XOXO Manscaped. Manscaped.
Can I tell you something, Esther? That really, this is speaking to me at the moment. Because yesterday I watched an episode of Antique Roadshow, Bobby and I. That's like our favorite show.
I love that you watched that.
The highest thing that was ever appraised on that show that like made the like everyone in the room like pass out was a oyster Rolex from the 1970s. Mm. And it was worth upwards almost $1 million.
Uh-oh.
So if you want to go heist this thing, I'm down. I'm in. Sign me up.
I just want to know, can I ask her for
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you can always, you can always ask.
My dad told me not to.
Ask Why? For the watch.
He just said that's not right. He just got weird.
There's no.
But I'm like.
Because he didn't give it to her because he lost it in Vegas. Like it's.
No. I think Annie's right. I think maybe there's a reason why.
You don't think it's there?
I just can't just conceive. Try. I just can't conceive someone just pushing a Rolex over and saying,
I can't
here,
conceive
have
either. That damn vaccine.
Annie!
Esther.
But yeah, I don't know.
Here's the thing.
It really scares me the thought of asking for it, but it's definitely on my mind.
Here's the two themes I'm seeing, okay? Because I'm trying to eagle view this.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, two things are. One, how long are you going to live your life following the rules of your parents? Okay, you're a grown up now. So whatever your dad says, it doesn't matter. Also, there's no, like, what would be your fear in... Like, are you afraid of the rejection? Are you afraid to look tacky?
Yeah, tacky.
Your dad's not going to unlove you for asking.
No, I'm not concerned about my dad. I just thought it was interesting that he said no.
But tacky is, I feel like, a very... My brand. It's your brand.
Tacky's my show. Couldn't be happier with tacky.
Yeah, and you're also reminding me that, like, I have a total, like, life policy of, like, no embarrassment. Nothing mm-hmm. should ever embarrass me. So it's like, what do I have Ooh. To lose?
Exactly.
I just call this... long lost aunt up and be like, hey,
isn't it funny that we get like we could even be possibly embarrassed and with our stupid jobs?
Yeah, like
it's like
my like a thermometer was put in my ass on camera.
Yeah, and it's your but you're afraid to ask an old lady for a watch.
Yeah,
because if she says no, you just go like, okay, and it just doesn't change your life at all. If she says yes, you have a sweet watch, right. But also maybe she can give it. How old is this woman that has it? She's older, right?
She's like probably a little younger than my dad, but yeah.
So maybe you just say, can you just leave it to me?
Well, she has a daughter and a son.
But she should leave it to you. Why don't you? Because that's a better angle rather than...
Oh. I'm going for bank heist.
But then you are reaching this distant cousin or this distant aunt or whatever she is, and you're going, hey, you're going to die soon. When you die soon, can I have that Rolex?
It's really shitty. But the thing is, I don't even want it because it's a Rolex. You like?
You just
I want
one
make...
sentimental...
What if she said, Esther... I'm not going to give you the Rolex, but I'm going to give you in cash what it's worth.
I don't want that at all.
Oh, so, okay.
Fuck no. I don't want, I have no interest in anyone else's money at all. You guys, I work on Trash Tuesday. I'm doing fine.
Dave, did you hear her? We know what he's going to be mad about now.
And I would actually, even if she was like, oh, I have this thing that's costume jewelry and it's fake that was hers, I would take that. It's not about, that's
there is something about having, because it's your... It really is. It's your lineage. It's your history. Their DNA is in you.
I'm
it's
her like, only yeah. grandchild that ever existed. I never met her. She like I have her name. I lived in her. I was raised in her home. Like I have nothing.
But
I
so
have
your
nothing.
Dad gave it to her before you were born or were you already born?
But no, before I was born.
Because that would be so funny to just be like.
The day I was born.
He's just like reaching over you to give it to
the
her.
The day I was born, he looks at me, he's like, not cute enough. Which actually is a real thing that
happened. Is there any other stuff that he gave out that you could ask
he just
that's not
doesn't,
as high
He doesn't
price?
Know. Like, my mom told me, like, all those aunts have, like, since passed away and, like, they have their own relative. Like, there's no way to trace it, basically.
I would be knocking them down. I would have a chart with their faces, and each one that passes away, I would just put a cross over it and then ask my dad what assets.
You're supposed
they
to
have.
Do it before you kill what them. Assets? You cross them out before you go, I'm coming for you.
But I
Kevorkian them.
All this talk does make me go back to something that Annie that you say a lot. It's like it's not gonna solve my problems. It's not gonna like I'm not gonna meet her like if I get her watch, but like, so I know those things logically.
Right.
Are you good at keeping memorabilia? Are you good at keeping things safe and clean and in an appropriate place?
I think a little bit.
Or would you lose it in a move?
I delegate.
This, no. Like, if I thought it was...
The delicate delegator. The grim groomer.
Like, I probably...
So Carlos would know where this would be hidden, yeah. But not
oh
you.
Oh, my God. And all Jenna. This would be was Carlos would get a Rolex. All this is Carlos ends up again with a fucking
Women's
big...
70s.
With something that's really expensive that belongs to another woman.
Wait, is Carlos coming with us to Hawaii?
Yeah.
Oh poor God. Todd. That's his hang. Todd was like, wait, Dave's not going? Because Dave and Todd would literally love each other.
I know. I know. Oh. I have one request for Hawaii.
Uh-oh.
I want to eat a really, really tasty pineapple, a fresh pineapple.
We'll go to the Dole plantation.
Can we? Is that like cheesy to do?
It's cheesy.
Okay.
But there's pineapples everywhere.
Because like in my hometown, there's... this restaurant called Blind Faith Cafe, and they have this smoothie called the Hawaiian Sunrise. And like on winter days, I would always get it and like fantasize that I was in Hawaii. So I want to just like, I want to have that, the real experience.
I watch
sometimes
my friend
I
Rob.
Drink a smoothie and I fantasize you're in Hawaii. I go, how do we get her out of here?
I watched my friend Rob break up with a girl right in front of me because she didn't know how pineapples grow.
What?
We were at a party at my
house.
Well,
color me that girl because I can't even imagine it. I can't even imagine.
Can you
where
guys
it comes
tell
from.
Me how you think pineapples grow?
A tree? They're grown palm trees with coconuts.
Esther, your answer? I think they come out of the ground. I honestly don't know.
Wait, okay,
either.
Wait, hold on. Pineapple. Pineapple. It must be Randy.
I like how she's trying to figure
pine
it out.
Pine apple.
On the word.
Okay, an apple comes from a tree. Pine cone comes from
a tree.
A tree. Okay, so if you put them together, it cancels it out. It's not a tree.
Ooh, good at math.
It's a bush.
There is some algebra
rules. Does it come
rules.
From a bush?
This girl had such big boobs and she was beautiful and she was a flight attendant and he just straight ended it with her. When she was like, do pineapples grow on trees? He was like, can you leave?
I had a boyfriend who said that he had a dream that that I was on an elevator with him or something and someone else came on and I was really dumb. I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, you were like really dumb. You couldn't like answer any questions. They were like quizzing you on American history and you couldn't answer any questions. And I was like, oh, that's kind of feels like you think I'm dumb.
Here's what the pandemic really fucked for me is like these old school mom and pop shops that I thought were going to be around forever that I took for granted.
You're so
like,
pretty. Yes. I would kiss you if I was closer. Look at her mouth. Look at her.
Her eyeshadow matches.
I mean,
shirt.
Honestly, you guys,
hot.
We have to admit we're all pretty-ish.
Yeah.
You know?
But.
But, you know, I don't want to.
Do you
I
remember Beverly Soon
so
Tofu?
Look at her mouth.
Yeah.
I just stopped
Soon.
Listening to what she was saying. It was just like a vision in her fucking mushroom shirt.
Oh, yes. I thought
so
you would
cute.
Like this.
I love it. What is it? How? What, tell us
it's,
everything.
It's a men's brand, and I just saw this shirt at a... God, what the fuck is the name? I forget. But doesn't it look like a random vintage piece?
Will you text me the info for
yes.
it? Just so mm-hmm. I know. I just want to I want to know more.
It's my most favorite sweater recently.
Wait, is it banana break time? I want to manifest a plan. Because I was just thinking there is still a Jewish deli in the Chicagoland area that's really good called Max and Benny's.
Mm-hmm. Are you taking us home?
What if we went on a Skokie trip?
I would love
and you guys
we
got
should
the
do.
Skokie.
Should we go to each other's? Oh my God, we'll go to the fucking Philippines.
You guys.
Let's take each other home.
I'll take you. I will take you
Look at
you
Randy
home.
Right now. Come here.
But also, thing. You know why this makes me so happy, Esther? Because for years, I've been friends... Jenna has been my sister for years, and I'm like, please take me home.
Really?
Please take me to Chicago your way. The Chicago that you love and know.
We grew up 10 minutes from each other, but in completely different neighborhoods.
She would never have been seen with you in high school.
And she's like, yeah, we'll go home. And then
she never goes home.
I know she doesn't go home, but I'm like, take me to the places that you love. Like,
I'm like, take me to Kevin Bacon's ranch, because that looks so fun. I love Sosi, by the way. We really have bonded over the challenge. Mm. And there's lots of DMs nonstop.
And Sosi is one of us. Like, she will send a picture of her labia to you.
Yeah. Well, just look at who her best friend is. It's Jenna, of course.
Speaking of sending pictures of labia, Esther, do you do panoramic when you...
Take a picture of my pussy?
I'm going to need a fish angle for this one.
I got some sodas for you payback. Guys.
Oh, I hate soda.
Don't tell us what it is. Don't tell us what it is.
This might be the week I miss. I hate soda.
Why are they in cups? Like,
because they don't want us to see the thing.
This is where I'm going to shine because it's not
Esther,
a spider.
Look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
I'm going to need a chaser.
So this segment is we're guessing the flavor.
Can someone give me alcohol?
Okay, based on looks like we got one is green apple and one is like cherry, but I'm sure it's fucking not.
What does it smell like?
It's going to be like spicy and booger.
Oh my God, the smell is so fucking
Why
bad.
Why did you smell it?
She told me to.
Drink it.
Is it like cough syrup? Because I'll
Look
vomit.
At her, she's kind of
so
horny too.
It's so much worse than cough syrup.
Pete, what the fuck?
Hey, come on.
This might be my weakness, is liquid.
Oh my God.
I'm not
oh
smelling
my God.
It first.
Soda.
I'm not smelling it first.
Do it. You go first.
It's soda.
I talked such a big game because it was soda and it's so nasty.
Tastes good.
Yeah. I'm trying it.
They're both trying the brown one.
It's brown? I thought it was red. I don't like the way you said brown.
Well, I can't see it from
Oh my God, I'm gagging.
No, you're making this up, Esther. It's not bad. Esther, what are you thinking?
Spit it back into the cup.
Esther, 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 something to spit in.
So bad.
What? Okay, which wait, we're doing the
red one. It's so fucking bad. It's so
what
bad.
What is going on?
Okay, I'll go. My
I
turn?
Don't think we have the same taste buds. It's like everything's fine.
We both have COVID. Let's be real.
Yeah, I don't taste anything.
We've been eating each other's assholes out all week.
We've been fecally transferring COVID back and forth.
Okay, here we go. Oh, that's
this
not
all
bad,
tastes
Esther.
Great.
Are you guys serious?
Yes, Esther, you're so full of shit.
It's not good.
I'm not full of shit at all. It's really gross.
Is it like
it tastes like apple.
No, it doesn't. It tastes like shit, honestly, like feces.
I'll finish them.
It's like a rotten vanilla thing, like a rotten bean.
I wouldn't like choose it.
It tastes like trash. It tastes like rotting trash.
Yeah.
That's my guess of the flavor. Okay, rotting trash.
Rotting trash.
I didn't know you could eat yourself out. I didn't know what rotting trash tastes like.
Can I tell you that sometimes, like every 3 months, I'll be like, something smells rotten around here.
Well, listen, we've all caught a self whiff.
Okay, here we go. The green. What's the green?
Oh, she totally is faking it.
I hate soda, but this is like what soda tastes. It's all shit.
Guys, I finished it. Can I have more? No, I don't really want more.
More, daddy.
I'm sure they love that sound I just made.
Is that going to be on your Hinge profile?
Oh, yeah. This is how I suck dick.
If you were to put a voice note on your Hinge right now, what would you say?
I would go, this is what it sounds like when I suck dick.
I have COVID. Wait, say that again?
Just one sentence, a voice of on your bio. It's a little voice note.
I'm half Jewish, half regular. My first joke I ever wrote.
I thought you were going to say the first joke you say every time you've been on stage ever since I met you. I'd say, I know Joe Rogan.
I don't know what I would say. That's actually really hard.
It feels like a full career trying to figure out how to like sandwich in the I know Joe Rogan to everyone. It's like, how do I let them know without being, you know, like you want to drop the name, but you got to find like an opportunity to drop it.
I think bios are so high pressure. That's where I fail. Like, I don't put a bio in.
Bios are hard.
But we should probably guess.
Okay, I'm guessing that the red one is, I said rotting trash. What is it, Pete? Dirt soda.
That the brown one is dirt soda.
But here's the thing. They still have to make it taste good enough for people to drink.
No, they didn't. That's what you're wrong about that.
I think Annie's right.
No.
It does not taste like dirt at all.
Why does it have no ingredients? Okay, that's a concern. Oh, wait, okay. Carbonated artesian spring water cane sugar. Okay, you're right. Artificial flavor. Ester gum.
Wow. That's why it tastes like rotten trash. I told you.
Ester gum? I've never seen that on a label
Speaking
before.
Speaking of ester gum, how is your discharge right now?
Do you want me to check your discharge?
Sure. Guys, in 16 Candles, you saw the movie, right? Yeah. You probably didn't.
No.
See the fucking most classic, amazing. We should really do a move-a-thon with her. Movie-a-thon.
That's so like, by the way, the classic signs of like early in a relationship when you're like, I want you to see all the movies that I like.
I'm finally warming up to you after 12 years. I'm like, you know what? I like the kid.
What do you watch?
I'm gonna go on a second date. Maybe I will go on a second date with this one. It's been a long first date. Woo.
First three movies you want to watch with him.
For a date?
Uh-huh.
Psycho, Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, God. She's mentally ill.
Back to the Future.
She's mentally ill, folks.
Annie, what's yours? 12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave, Hotel Rwanda, and...
I love Hotel Rwanda. That movie.
The Hills Have Eyes. I want to see how they react to me PTSD twitching during the rape scene. I mean, there's nothing scarier than that. I'm literally like, Todd, turn it off. Like, Todd, I wake up and Todd is just watching the most like gruesome. I'm like, just not rape scene. I can have anything else, but it can be a light implied rape scene. I don't want to watch. It's like, what is this? A home video from my childhood?
Mine would probably
get this out of here.
Mine would probably have to be Old Boy.
Okay.
Being there. And then Drop Dead Fred.
Aww.
I've never seen those.
Do you remember Drop
Maybe
Dead
we
Fred,
should
Annie?
Go on.
Yes, I love Drop Dead Fred. What about Bob? I haven't seen it in a while, though. I used to watch it over and over again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, remember that movie Dave with the two presidents?
Oh, yeah.
That was a fun one.
But wait, what was... Ew. Can you catch halitosis? That's so cute. I talked about when Whitney like put his head in her mouth and then...
He had just eaten his own
shit. He had eaten so much of his own shit. Todd and I were like... And then we told her months later thinking like the...
She didn't care.
The time when she... And she was very like... Oh,
oh, she was?
Yeah, it was surprising.
I would think she wouldn't care.
Wait, what was I going to say before? What was the movie I brought up? Oh, 16 Candles. When Molly Ringwald gives her underwear to the kid. What's his name? Michael C. Hall.
C. Hall, yeah.
She gives her underwear to this guy, and I'm like, in what universe are there not just snail trail crusty?
Yes.
Like, I would never give my, like, crusty underwear.
Yeah.
So crusty.
I've never been like, especially, are these clean or dirty? Like, there's never been, like, a question.
Do you side A, side B?
Never.
No.
Wow.
I did that when
I don't either.
No, I used to do that when I was younger.
You were younger, right?
Yeah. I mean, like when I spent the summer in New York, I changed.
She was just in New York last week, guys. This is what she's talking about.
No, I was like 19 and I always turned my underwear inside out and I washed them in the
19
sink.
19 is not that young, Esther. I was thinking more along the lines of like 8 years old.
Really?
Yeah, 19 is.
Remember when you were a kid? Didn't you like the smell of your underwear when you were a kid?
I still smell my underwear today. I like sometimes knowing where I'm at.
It takes that turn. Like, it can be like a good bad smell. And then it takes that turn where it got spicy.
I know when it gets spicy.
It got spicy.
I know now exactly when it gets spicy. If I'm having a very anxious day, stressful, if like something in my life is not working out, or if I'm around social situations, I feel high pressure. It's a spicy panty day.
Is that like why you're stinky now?
Oh, no. Yesterday, yeah. Today, I'm just hemorrhaging. I've never had a period this strong in my life.
Really?
Oh, my God. I bled through not just 4 underwear yesterday, 3 sweatpants.
What?
Like, as soon as I put a tampon in, I stood up and it bled through. I've never, because I always have light periods. But, yeah, so.
You bitch.
I know. I have the lightest periods. I have sex throughout my
periods. I don't even know. I forget I get my period until I stand up and look at the furniture and go, oh. Like, I don't even, like, acknowledge that periods exist. And then it's like, well, now I guess since this podcast, because I really, I have a rage attack once every 2 recordings. I'm like, oh, I guess.
One time, a guy that I was dating, like, the first night I slept at his place, I woke up and I had got my period on his bed. And I, for a split second, I was like, I could just tell him that I was a virgin.
Yeah, no, there's never been a mattress or nothing's ever escaped my crimson wave. Let's just say my crimson wave is a tsunami.
That's a movie, right? Crimson Tide?
Crimson Tide,
about Annie's period?
It's about my period. It's a horror film.
My mom almost
Esther
died.
Esther gets killed in it.
Wait, my mom almost died of red tide.
What does that mean?
When there are a lot of toxins accumulated, well, toxins in a fish. It's if you come from like a fish-faring nation, a seafaring nation, We have a lot of fishermen. Red tide is when there's an algal bloom. There's an algae bloom, and the fish sort of have these toxins accumulate in their body, and then you end up eating that fish,
and then you get the toxins.
You get the red, yeah, you get the toxins. But we were around a family lunch, and she ate the fish first, and then all of a sudden you could see her not feeling well, and my dad like pouring sugar in her mouth for some reason, and then taking her to the hospital. But it was really scary.
Oh my gosh.
It scarred the shit out of me when I was young.
It's very scary to see your mom faint.
I know. She's not someone you could ever
imagine.
Yeah, because
my mom's like sturdy. She doesn't have abs, but she's like a sturdy, strong bitch. Like, for my mom to ever like not be.
To trip even, right?
Yes. It's just very weird to see my mom not just like totally like
holding
it down.
Life. Like, yeah, whether she's very sure-footed. Mm-hmm. Things just.
My mom does twist her ankle a lot, actually. One time she twisted her ankle on the subway. And instead of helping her, a guy showed her his dick.
Wait, that's similar to how my sister did a double ankle sprain.
What?
We were at my friend's party in Koreatown, and she walked up to the bedroom she wasn't supposed to walk up to because it was like a house party. Yeah. And apparently his Korean mom was full on like fisting herself.
Oh my God.
And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then she tried to go down the stairs and she did it too fast. So she twisted both of her ankles and then slid down the stairs.
And then she kept walking on them because she was like, I've got to get out of here.
For 6 months, she couldn't walk properly. But it's the same thing. It's like, I think you have to see something so horribly sexual for you to break both ankles.
Hey, wait, you know what I was thinking? I'm thinking about all these like ex-boyfriend talks. Do you know who I am still friends with? Guys I never fucked, but I like kissed when I was young. I'm still friends with them.
Yeah.
Because it's there's something about if we banged, I can't.
Yeah. That makes sense though, man. I feel like that's a very healthy thing you do where you're like, you're out, you're out.
But yeah. I never used to be like that. I used to cling to them. I would call them when I was feeling down and needed some sort of pep talk.
You've grown.
Yeah.
You've grown up and now.
And you have a good partner.
But yeah. I do. So are you talking in podcasting?
Yeah.
You're like, Kalila. And you have a really good friend right here. But I was thinking about that because my friend Nick, I just was thinking about him. And I can't remember. What were we just talking about? Why was I thinking about him?
Double sprain. Dick sprain out.
Oh, I broke my foot in the Virgin Islands. Did I tell you the story? My mom sent me to... So I was like kind of bad. I wasn't like fully bad yet, but I was like on... Well, actually, I was way worse than they knew. I was like sneaking out, hooking up with like grown men. Everyone had weapons that I was hanging out with. Philadelphia, if you cross the border and you go into a certain area, you were just in, we were just like dating gang members all of a sudden when we were 14. But anyway, so my mom, I was like acting up. My mom and I were fighting a lot. I had this cousin that's, I don't even know how she was anyone's cousin, but she was like a little older than my mom. And she lived in the Virgin Islands. And she was like, I'll take Annie for the summer. Why don't you send her for like 3 weeks? And she can come hang out with me. And I was like 14. I was like, fuck you, I'm going to the fucking Virgin Islands. So I went to St. Croix and I stayed with her. She kicked me out within four days. Like, get this bitch out of here. But in that 4 days, I got wasted. I met my friend Nick. I can't remember how I met him. But I met him and then I fell down the stairs drunk and I had a broken foot. And Nick just carried me on his back the entire time. And he would go climb and get me coconuts and stuff from the tree. It was fun. We'd go to the rainforest. But the whole point is... I broke my foot.
And you're still friends with Nick.
And I love Nick. He's great. He's gonna design my the set for the Annie Letterman show. Sorry, I'm bringing it up on here. I'm cheating.
I have to run friends and family.
No, yeah. Bitch.
For once, I actually have to be the one. I have to take my car in because someone swiped. Why does this always happen? It's like when you get something new, someone swiped the back of my car.
Was it in your driveway in one of us?
We don't know. It could be. I'm checking my cameras.
It's probably Bobby.
Right now.
We'll
Bobby
be in touch
definitely
with
did it.
Lawyers.
Guys, we had a lot of fun today.
We never wanted to end, but alas, I have to go to the car dealership because someone swiped my car.
And it was definitely Bobby in her own.
The taillight is broken.
There's no way it wasn't Bobby.
I'm checking the cameras because I think it's one of you two.
Lawyers will be in touch.
Thank you so much for watching this week's episode of Trash Tuesday, formerly known as BB.
We're getting it back.
Don't forget to like this video and comment for the algorithm. And
follow us on Instagram.
All the things. See you next week.
Also, just one more thing. What do you guys think truly about the name Hot Holes?
What about when the guy said three sixes? When he said...
Three sixes was
three
good.
Sixes is pretty funny because it's like the devil, but
I'm forever hanging on to Skullfuck, the faith-based podcast.
It's honestly heading more in that direction than I ever thought it would. Goodbye.
Speaking of head.
Speaking of head, goodbye.
Bye, guys.
I'm off to suck a dick. Bye.
We gotta go blow.